This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. Good day, I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ, your aviation information service. We've got a full board today. A major European aviation trade show just pulled the plug with weeks to go. Boeing is making headlines for the right reasons for once, and we'll talk about why the biggest military cargo plane in the world flew for decades without a glass cockpit. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, lead story today. The European Business Aviation Association has canceled EBACE 2026. That's the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, and it was supposed to happen in less than 2 months. This is not a postponement, this is a cancellation. Here's what you need to know. EBACE is the European equivalent of the National Business Aviation Association Convention here in the States. It's the show where business aviation operators, manufacturers, charter companies, and service providers come together in Geneva every year. It's a significant event on the global aviation calendar, and they just killed it with roughly 8 weeks on the clock. Now, the European Business Aviation Association, or EBA, hasn't gone into exhaustive detail on the reasons, but canceling a major trade show this close to the date is never a casual decision. Venues are booked, exhibitors have committed resources, attendees have travel arranged. You don't pull the plug unless something fundamental has changed in the math. This affects you if you're in business aviation, if you're watching the European market, or frankly, if you care about the health of the global aviation industry. Trade shows are barometers when they thrive, it signals confidence. When they get canceled, it raises questions. Is the European business aviation market softening? Are exhibitors pulling back? Is attendance trending down to the point where the event can't sustain itself? We don't have all those answers yet. But what I can tell you is that business aviation in Europe has faced headwinds, sustainability mandates, shifting regulatory frameworks, economic uncertainty in several key markets. Whether this cancellation is a one-year blip or a For those of you who are planning to attend, check with the EBA directly on refund policies and whether they intend to bring it back in 2027. And for the rest of us, keep an eye on NBAA's show later this year as a comparison point for how the business aviation sector is really doing on this side of the Atlantic. Let's shift gears to some better news. Boeing has outpaced Airbus on commercial aircraft deliveries for the first time since the 737 MAX crisis. Let that sink in for a moment. Boeing delivered 143 commercial aircraft in the first quarter of 2026, and that number beat Airbus in a quarter for the first time in years. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. This isn't just Boeing surging. It's also Airbus being supply constrained. Airbus has been dealing with its own engine supply chain issues, particularly with the geared turbofan engines on the A320neo family. So part of Boeing's win here is Airbus stumbling. That said, credit where it's due. Boeing has been clawing its way back. The 737 production line has ramped up, and 143 deliveries in a single quarter is a meaningful number. It shows the production system is stabilizing after what has been, let's be honest, a brutal few years of quality concerns, regulatory scrutiny, and reputational damage. Why does this matter to you as a general aviation pilot? Because Boeing's health affects the entire aerospace supply chain. When Boeing is building and delivering airplanes, that means jobs, that means supplier orders, that means investment in the broader aviation ecosystem. A healthy Boeing is good for everyone who flies, whether you're in the left seat of a 737 or a Cessna 172. Now, for something a little different, United Airlines is rolling out what they're calling Polaris Studio, and it's being described as their best business class seat ever on long-haul routes. We're talking about a premium product designed to compete at the very top of the international business class market. The pricing hasn't been officially pinned down across all routes, but early indications suggest it'll carry a meaningful premium over standard Polaris seats. That's the direction the airline industry is heading. More segmentation, more tiers, more ways to pay for a better experience at the front of the cabin. For those of you who fly the airlines when you're not flying yourself, and let's be honest, that's most of us on longer trips. This is part of a broader trend. Airlines are investing heavily in premium cabins because that's where the revenue margin lives. Economy class pays the bills. Business class pays the profits. And speaking of premium flying experiences, there was a piece this week taking a look inside John Travolta's personal jet. Travolta, as many of you know, is one of the most dedicated aviation enthusiasts in Hollywood. The man is a licensed pilot, has been for decades, and his home in Florida is literally on an air park with a taxiway to his front door. His personal aircraft setup is about as luxurious as private aviation gets. It's a fun story, but here's what I actually appreciate about it. Travolta has done more for aviation's public image than most industry PR campaigns. Every time he talks about flying, every time someone sees that aircraft parked at his house, it normalizes aviation. It makes people curious. And curiosity is the first step toward a student pilot certificate. All right, let's close with something for the aviation history buffs. The C-5 Galaxy, the largest military cargo aircraft in the world. This thing is enormous. It can swallow tanks, helicopters, and massive equipment pallets, and for decades, it flew with a traditional analog cockpit. Steam gauges, no glass displays. The question of why comes down to military procurement priorities. When the C-5 entered service in the late 1960s, glass cockpits didn't exist. And unlike commercial aircraft, military transports don't get refreshed on the same cycle as airliners. The military prioritizes structural life, mission capability, and operational readiness over cockpit modernization. If the airplane can still do the mission, the instruments stay. It wasn't until the C-5M Super Galaxy upgrade program that Lockheed Martin finally brought the cockpit into the modern era with digital displays and updated avionics. And even then, the primary driver wasn't the cockpit. It was new engines and improved reliability. The glass cockpit came along for the ride. It's a good reminder that in military aviation, the upgrade cycle is measured in decades, not years. And if you've ever complained about the avionics in your panel, just remember that Air Force crews were flying the largest cargo plane on the planet with round dials well into the 21st century. That's the board for today. Today's stories were sourced from AOPA, Simple Flying, and AeroTime. As always, Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by pilots who care about keeping the aviation community informed. We credit our sources because that's how it should be done, and we're transparent about the AI because you deserve to know who's talking. Visit RadioHangar.com for more. I'm Tower. Thanks for tuning in. Fly informed. Fly safe. We'll see you next time. Radio Hangar, clear skies and tailwinds.